to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian does not like the Eagles, so whenever he's out, an afternoon show like this, I like to play a little bit of the Eagles. I was in the fast lane yesterday, driving back from the state of Missouri through Iowa. Had a blast. Thrilled to be back on these airwaves here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM as well. Joined by Dan Schaefer this afternoon with Brian out. And Dan, we're talking about what better solutions the state of Wisconsin could put forth rather than just talking points of more cops to be able to address the tragedies that occur, like the one that happened outside of the Deer District on Friday. And so, Dan, like we were saying at the end of the last segment, there was an immense police presence in downtown Milwaukee, and this event still occurred on Friday night. I think that the talking points of more police is the only solution to be able to address these problems is telling that is the only option that Republicans really go towards to be able to address public safety in large cities, specifically Milwaukee, because they don't want to have the messy conversation of actually addressing the core of these issues, which is the fact that the city of Milwaukee spends more on law enforcement than almost any other city its size, I believe, from one of the stories I was reading done by you over the recombobulation area last October. And at the same time, it gets almost little to last, I believe, in the nation funding. Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but last in the nation funding from the state opposed to other cities its size. And so how are we going to be able to actually have this conversation if all we're getting is Republican talking points from candidates like Clayfish?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is, you know, when we talk about how things are funded in the state of Wisconsin, I think there is a broken funding formula. And I think the way that law enforcement is funded in the city of Milwaukee, in the state of Wisconsin, is part of that broken formula. And Wisconsin spends the lowest of any state in the country on state spending on law enforcement, and in the top 10 in municipal spending on law enforcement. And if you look at Milwaukee specifically, Milwaukee spends a greater percentage of its budget on policing than any other large U.S. city, other than it's actually second behind Billings, Montana. So Milwaukee spends a lot of money on its police department. And you know, if these Republican candidates for governor like Rebecca Clayfish are going to, you know, use what happened in the Deer District as a criticism of the city, I think she needs to be a little bit more honest about what's been happening over the past number of years. I you know, just pulled up a story today from 2017 where Mayor Tom Barrett and the police chief at the time, Ed Flynn, had pitched a sales tax that would go to fund public safety in Milwaukee and fund some of the kind of reverse the trend that they had been seeing at the time with the number of law enforcement personnel in the city. And you know who was in charge at the time? Well, it was Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish, and they said no to that deal. And then a couple of years later, when Governor Evers came into office, local leaders in Milwaukee again pitched an idea that would, you know, raise the sales tax, use some of that funds to put towards public safety in Milwaukee, and again Republicans said no to that. So I think you have to, when you're looking at this issue, you have to have an intellectually honest conversation about it, because we've had, you know, local leaders in Milwaukee try to partner with the state to raise revenue to fund things like public safety and fund some of the, you know, fund some of the root causes of things to really, you know, make a more holistic, comprehensive approach to public safety in the city. And I think that's what we heard, you know, Cavalier Johnson run on in his campaign as well. And he, you know, won nearly 75% of the vote. I think people are behind that message, as opposed to the very one note, let's just increase the size of the police force argument that we saw from his competitor, Alderman Bob Donovan. And I think that is kind of symptomatic of the Republican approach here as well, where it's just like, let's not look at the larger dynamics. Let's just, you know, use the one tool in the toolbox. Let's use the hammer and just leave the rest of the toolbox behind.
Right. Well, when everything looks like a nail, really your only thought then is to use the hammer. And that seems to be the Republican approach to addressing these problems, because any form of, say, common sense gun reform, say, one of the main quotes that caught me off guard as I was catching up from stories over the weekend was just the Milwaukee police officers that were responding to the incident saying that there were more guns than cops. And so the takeaway of that isn't, I don't believe you can only address that problem by saying, okay, we need to add more cops then. Part of that equation is also we need to reduce the amount of guns that are in the hands of non-law-abiding citizens. Like, if you don't even want to approach the issue of saying what kind of common sense gun reform we could have here in the state, like a special session called by the governor that was gaveled in and gaveled out in seconds by the Republican-led legislature in Tony Evers' first term, it shows that Republicans don't want to have a good faith argument over this. They just want to be able to use the talking points that they have and that they've disseminated to all of their, because it's campaign after campaign, official after official from all levels of government across Wisconsin. It seems like responding to this from the Republican side are just saying we need more cops, and they don't want to talk about any other thing. Here in Dane County, Public Health Madison in Dane County has put $1 million just this week now towards violence prevention, addressing the root causes of violence. And rather than just saying, okay, we need more cops to address the rise in violence that counties all across Wisconsin are facing, it's not just a Milwaukee problem. And so there are other ways to approach these problems rather than just saying we need to continue to hire more cops and put more cops on the beat, because it's not the only solution. Dan, really appreciate you joining me this afternoon. Only got a minute left here. How can our listeners go find more about the work that you are putting out there at the Recombobulation area?
Hey, you can find me on Twitter, Dan R. Schaefer, and you can find my work at the Recombobulation area, published on Substack. You can subscribe for free, or you can decide to have a paid subscription and continue to fund our work. We're growing, and we hope to keep growing.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Well, appreciate you joining me this afternoon, Dan. Really hope you can stop by again soon. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got a quick commercial break here, but we're going to be joined up next by Mel Barnes, attorney with Law Forward. We'll be right back.